Cy Brenner was an American soldier captured by the Germans and held in a POW camp. He was fearful his captors would learn of his Jewish heritage and execute him on the spot. That's what he believed was about to occur. But what unfolded was a story straight out of a spy novel. His story is this edition of The American Countryside. Here's the latest from my friends at 31.
Hi, this is Paula, your independent director with 31. What is 31? Well, from totes to thermals, backpacks to organizational items, we're making life easier. You may have seen some of our unique items showing up at work, school, the pool, or on the road. Maybe you've wondered how you can get one of those trendy items or even become a 31 consultant. Just go to my31bag.com. That's my, the number 31, bag.com. My31bag.com. This month's special, when you spend just $31, you'll get one of five items for just $5. Plus, you can personalize your items for just $5. Maybe you need to get the kids a backpack for school or a gift for someone's wedding. Now you can personalize it for just $5. Need a fundraiser for your school or community group? Do what so many groups are doing and use 31. Make the most of summer, whether at home, work, or play. Whether you're on the farm, in the city, or somewhere in between, go to my31bag.com.
There were two guards in charge of Cy Brenner and the men in his barracks. He vividly remembers an encounter with those men in the wee hours of the morning.
One night, in the middle of the night, I felt a hand go over my mouth while I was sleeping, and he whispered to me, "Don't make any noise, nothing's going to happen to you." And all of a sudden, I says, "Oh, they found out I was Jewish."
They marched him out of the camp. He thought he was going to be executed. Instead, they gave him some unusual instructions.
They said, "You're going to come to a house. When you come to a house, knock on the door, and a lady will answer. Don't ask her what her name is. You're just to call her Lady, and she will tell you that your name is Kokomo, and she will tell you what to do." And that's what happened.
A woman in her mid-30s answered the door.
She said, "Follow me. I'm going to take you down to the cellar." I got down in the cellar, and there I saw a radio across the cellar. She said, "Pretty soon we're going to hear what's going on in the radio."
It was a broadcast from the BBC.
She said, "Now, there's going to be a message for you." I said, "For me? Nobody knows I'm here." She says, "Well, they know you're here." And she said, "I'm going to tell you pretty soon." She says, "The next message is for you. Remember that."
That message and what he was instructed to do is next time as we travel the countryside. In San Diego, California, I'm Andrew McCrae.